You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Morena Lucinda, how are you today?
Morena, I'm good. I've just holidayed, so I'm well rested.
Oh, I love that for you. And you've also come back from Melbourne, as we were.
I have.
With some good food that you've eaten. What was the best thing you ate over there?
Oh my God, it's honestly hard. I went hard. There were some days where we were like, well, we just have to have two lunches today.
That's what's happening right now.
But I actually lived in Sydney when I was a kid, and one of the things I miss every day about Australia, and which I know is controversial, but they have gelato all over the place.
Yeah. Way more Italian and Greek diaspora
exactly.
in Australia than in Aotearoa.
Exactly. And I love my sweet treats. Mm. I love my ice cream, but I love gelato even more.
I think when you find like a really legit gelato as well, you sort of think you know what it tastes like, and then you're like, this is next level.
100%. The texture, it's so like fluffy and, oh, I don't know.
Sort of chewy? Stretchy. Yeah.
I got into a hole on TikTok where I just watched an Italian woman explain the difference between gelato and ice cream.
I love that.
Long time.
I probably need to watch that video.
It's very fun.
That sounds like a perfect algorithm.
Yeah.
What's your favourite flavour that you tried?
Okay, I like to be kind of straightforward. I like a stracciatella.
Mm.
I like a mint choc chip, which I know...
Ooh, very controversial.
Very controversial, I know.
Wow.
Hot takes.
I like a mint choc chip, so I'm not judging you.
Anything with a bit of a sort of a chocolate, I don't know, bite in it.
Stracciatella, vanilla and chocolate, is that right?
Yeah, it's usually kind of creamier.
Okay, cream and chocolate, yeah.
Yeah, very straightforward.
Can't go wrong.
If you can do a good stracciatella, you must be good.
Pistachio, is that one for you?
Oh, any of the sort of the fancy nuts, you know.
Pistachio,
hazelnut. I don't know. Those are kind of the fancy nuts.
They are the fancy nuts. I'd actually be interested in what people's sort of. I don't know if anyone else has this, but I definitely do have in my mind like fancy nuts.
Yeah.
Pistachio, pecan would be a fancy nut to me.
Yeah.
Fancy nuts.
Then you've got like your
everyday nuts.
Yeah, your everyday nuts.
Peanuts.
Almonds.
Peanuts.
Cashews.
They're expensive though, so I don't actually know. Is that fancy?
I would use a cashew in the secret food category, which is literally just for cashews, and that's to just like elevate any boring meal you're going to make
by throwing a
cashew. Yeah, or if you're a vegan.
You do a little cashew cream, which is actually so good.
Yum.
Even if you're not vegan.
So you ate some good gelato, got into the world of nuts. What else were you eating in Melbourne?
So I reckon one of the other things, and this is also from that kind of Italian-Greek diaspora, one of the other things they've got that we just are missing, although increasingly we kind of have, is really good delis and sandwich shops.
Ooh.
I had so many really extra, really over the top, really delicious sandwiches.
Were they also really expensive sandwiches?
No. Ooh. I was I only did like one real splash out meal when I was there, which if anyone's going to Melbourne, Rocco's Discoteca.
Wow, good name.
Street. I know, great name. And that was a real, we walked past it and we saw the name and we were like, this sounds mean. Checked out their Instagram, we were like, yeah, we're going back there for dinner.
Nice.
Did not disappoint.
What was the food?
It was kind of, I guess, Italian. We thought it was going to be like a old school Italian kind of Sopranos style restaurant.
Nice.
Which
the genre.
Which would have been great, but it was kind of a more elevated
Sopranos.
And so, you know, we were with a big group, so it was quite nice because we could share things.
Yeah. You can try a little bit of everything. That's the hack. Go to a fancy restaurant with lots of people.
Exactly.
Eat a little bit of everybody's meal.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Beautiful, beautiful pasta. They had a cacio e pepe with tons of truffle on it.
Whoa.
And perfectly cooked steak, oysters. And my personal favourite was the pistachio soft serve.
The fancy nut.
So not a gelato.
A soft serve.
You know you're in a fancy restaurant where they take something that is extremely basic and they make it very bougie. It's very Heston Blumenthal to do that.
I mean, I was stoked because I am always harping on about how we have a lack of fancy soft serve here. Although, not long before I left, I went to Gongcha and had... They're doing a soft serve now, which I think one flavour is like milk tea and the other one's or it's tea, and the other one's milk foam.
Ooh.
And you can get them swirled together, and they're really nice.
Yum, that's really good. There's also the Korean barbecue place that's on Great North Road, New North Road, kind of.
Mix those up.
Yeah, kind of in that block of shops by the gym. Mm. This is terrible directions I'm giving here.
You guys know.
But they do a green tea soft serve at that Korean barbecue, which is worth, just going
this
for that.
This is an incredibly hot tip. I'll be there this weekend.
Paul has pointed out to us that we've missed the fanciest of all the nuts, which is macadamia.
Absolutely.
I just can't afford them.
Yeah, they're so fancy, they're in the green category.
And if I have a macadamia, it's like I just want it by itself. Little roasted salt. I don't want it in anything because I want to savor the fanciness.
Once I stayed at a friend's house and she was like, come with me, in this very sort of secretive way. And she showed me that at the back of their flat, they had a macadamia tree.
A tree of gold.
Bush tree. I don't know what your specific phrase for it is, but it was so exciting. And then we just spent 4 hours cracking macadamia nuts. It was so fun. Really great. Best, day of summer. Really cool.
I have a core childhood memory of a macadamia tree, which we discovered were macadamias at the bottom of my road when I was a kid, and we bashed them all open on the floor of our garage with my dad's hammer.
Yes.
Dad didn't know. But no one else liked them, so time one got bashed open, I just got fed.
Nice.
It's quite a visual.
That's quite a good system. You've got someone who's enjoying the bashing and then someone who's enjoying the eating. That's what you need.
When I was younger, kind of off topic, but we played a game called Plum Smash. My parents didn't enjoy that game very much because we would just throw them at a tennis racket and whack them into the sky.
Did you have a tree?
We didn't just go to the supermarket, get a bunch of plums and then smash them open.
I'm just imagining with that slightly overripe, the ones that have landed on the ground.
There was quite a scent.
Yeah, that actually
gorgeous.
Sounds glorious.
Yeah, as a parent, I can imagine that would be very stressful.
It got banned sooner or later.
Yeah, clean up.
Tip for the kids out there. Plum smash this summer, make it come back.
So fun, guys. I'll see you there.
What was the other good kai that you consumed in Melbourne?
Oh, my gosh. So I learned is that people in Melbourne are, actually possibly even just Melbourne tourists, are really obsessed with croissants.
Mm. Ooh.
There seems to be a big sort of bit of competition over the best croissant, and the really famous one is called Loon. It seems silly, to be honest. There was always a giant line
for a croissant.
Luckily, one of our friends was sort of slightly jet-lagged and up early, and so she went and got us Loon croissants. They were good. They were... Hey.
That is such a mid-review.
Damning indictment.
They were delicious, but I think just for that level of hype, I had better croissants in Melbourne. And my hot croissant tip for anyone heading over there is a tiny little sort of hole-in-the-wall place called Montfort Vinoiserie. They had crazy, like really fun, sort of elegant gourmet flavours.
Ooh, like what?
I had a Osso Buco hand pie.
Wait, what hand is an Osso Buco hand pie?
It's like a slow-cooked, really flavoursome meat, and it was within like a croissant pastry kind of pie.
Wow.
Is that also?
Oh, yeah,
I'm concerned about the hand pie aspect.
I think hand pie is more
just... hold it in your hand.
Oh, okay.
That's not the contents.
I was really scared for a second.
No.
Very Grimm's fairy tale.
And we had a little, I can't even remember what particular like vinoiserie title it had, but it was like a little sort of croissant pastry stuffed with mountain marigold cream.
Whoa.
Hey now.
And she was beautiful.
Because it is a she.
Exactly. It was like a really scented, really delicate kind of lemon cream.
Sounds delightful.
And that was, it was good. But
that's a hot
every, all the pastry was like super, super crispy, even though they had these really sort of decadent, quite moist fillings.
Yum. That sounds like a very good tip. What was the name of that little hole in the wall?
So it's Montfort Vinoiserie.
All right. Anyone off to Melbourne, stick that one in your calendar. Someone has just texted in with a very important information that there is a macadamia grove in Unitec. Drop the pin. Whereabouts?
Oh,
that is good to know. Might have
roll
to just the
tape.
Do... silly little walk through Unitec and with a plastic bag under my shoulder.
Having a scope.
Thank you for bringing us a bit of Melbourne kai
this morning.
I've got food envy, but it's nice to know what's happening over the ditch.
Well, now I'm just eating lentils and beans for the next wee while. So.
Yeah, fair enough. It's all about balance. You also said you saw the Tillies lose, unfortunately.
I did, and it was the most quiet pub I've ever been in.
Oof.
Packed to the gills and not a sound.
A country grieving.
Yeah.
But hey, what a good run they had.
They did. It was very sweet, the... the general support for the girls. Like, not that we didn't have it, but we didn't get quite that far.
No, we didn't get to the semi-finals. They did get to the semi-finals.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you very much for that. Have a lovely rest of your day, and we will see you next week.
Food for thought.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.